Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. It is the WifeAbility.com morning show with Adrienne Bell. I hope everyone is doing great today. What a blessing it is. Welcome to our WifeAbility.com radio show this morning. I am your host, Adrienne Bell, and I'm really excited about today's show. It is going to be amazing, and I have my two lovely co-hosts, Denise O. and Denise J. Ladies, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Denise J. and Denise O. Now, I know everybody will get used to the voices, so I'm going to say Denise J. Denise J.
Yes.
Okay, great. So, and then Denise O.
Good morning. I'm here.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that our listeners have an opportunity to hear your voices and get used to hearing all of our voices, because they're probably going to get tired of hearing us all the time. But it's a blessing that we have this opportunity to share today on the WifeAbility.com radio show. It is going to be an amazing day. It's the premiere, ladies. Can you believe it's the premiere?
That is phenomenal. I'm so excited.
Very excited.
I know. It's funny because a lot of people have been asking me for a while to have a quote-unquote radio show, and I'm like, I'm good, you know, but it's fun, and I'm really excited because I know that God has a word for all of us this morning, so I want to welcome all of our listeners today. Thank you so much for joining us out of your busy schedule. I know it's crazy. It's traffic everywhere. I'm like, Lord, get the traffic out of the way. But I'm glad that we had an opportunity to share this morning. Today's topic is forgiveness. And I know a lot of times we get so tired of talking about forgiveness over and over and over. But ladies, I don't think we can ever stop talking about forgiveness, because I know I need forgiveness on a moment-by-moment, day-by-day basis. It never stops. It never changes. And so today's topic is the pathway to forgiveness. And the reason why we chose the pathway to forgiveness is because a lot of times people believe that it's stated that when you forgive, that's it. That's the final say. You're supposed to forgive and you're supposed to move forward. And I do agree with that. You are. But sometimes you have to forgive some people over and over and over. You may not trust them in that particular area, but you definitely have to forgive them, because that's what God requires. Denise, tell me what your thought process is on the pathway to forgiveness.
Well, I'm similar to your thoughts. Forgiveness and the pathway to forgiveness is an everyday constant renewal, something that you have to do every single day, sometimes, like you said, every moment. And for me, when I feel that I'm in that mode of being offended or thinking about that unforgiveness or that person that have offended me, then the one thing that clicks for me is, okay, stop, say a prayer for that person right at that moment. You know, something
Correct.
Really simple. You know, I pray that the person who have offended me or that I'm having some unforgiveness is having a blessed day, a great day. So, yes, forgiving is a moment-to-moment, day-by-day type of situation. You have to do it when you think about it. You have to do it when you're not thinking about it. And trying to let it go. Once you said the prayer, let it go, or ask God to give you that, to bless that memory that maybe keep playing itself over and over in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, giving me some good positive feedback or something, a good positive vibe for that memory that may bring itself up or I may recall. So it is a day-by-day, moment-by-moment situation.
Absolutely. Denise J., what are your thoughts on that?
For me, forgiveness is just like salvation, a way of lifestyle. When someone offends you, own it. It hurts. I was offended. Yes, I was. Be real with it. But then decide, am I going to let that moment of that situation, that unfortunate circumstance, dictate my next move?
Right.
We really are in control with our emotions when it comes to forgiving someone. And a lot of times we choose not to forgive because of our pride. We don't take the humble approach. We want to lash out. And those are all normal feelings, but are they godly feelings?
Right.
So when we hold unforgiveness in our heart, it's not really hurting the person who offended us. It really
yes.
is hurting us and hindering our prayers. So
absolutely.
Put our pride aside, and like Denise O said, pray for that individual, pray for that situation, and then once you forgive that person, then there's another step you need to take. You have to constantly cast down those negative imaginations, because we
yes.
humans, they're going to come up again, but we have to constantly cast that imagination down and say, you know what, I forgive that person. I'm not even going to allow that to hinder my next move and move on. But forgiveness is a way of lifestyle similar to salvation.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And here's the thing, ladies, that in my personal journey with forgiveness, and Denise J., you said something very very profound when you said that it's like salvation. It's a choice. You have to decide that that's what I want to do. I choose to forgive that person. But here's, I think, the hardest part about forgiveness for me personally has been the fact that the thought keeps coming up, and then it's like I have to relive those feelings all over again, right? So that's the part that becomes, that's the part where it's a part of the enemy's strategy to get us off our game, right? So what he does is you'll watch a television show, and you're just having a good time just watching your show, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm mad again. You know what? I remember when so-and-so did that to me 20 years ago. Now my attitude is all jacked up for the next hour watching this show. That's why we have to be careful when we watch certain things, listen to certain music, be around certain people, because what happens is that we can become contaminated with what we see or with what we've heard. And so it's more than just saying, I forgive that person. I agree with both of you, and that's wonderful. But we do have to take it even another step further to make sure that we don't just say, I forgive you, because we, you know, especially us Christians who think we're, you know, we have it all together, and, you know, God has a special place for our sins, and everybody else's sins are out of control. You know, our sins are downgraded because it's us. Right? But then as soon as we're offended, then that's when we want the other person to be crucified on the cross. Even though Jesus already paid the debt, we still want them to be crucified on the cross. Why do we as humans, when we offend other people, we want them to forgive us quickly? Well, you know, I apologize, so I'm done. I'm done with it. That's my favorite. I'm done with it. I said what I had to say. I'm done. It's like, wait a minute. No. I'm still mad. So I need you to slow down, because I'm still, you know, the Bible says be angry but sin not. So I'm angry right now, right? So
right.
How do we as wife ability, let me back up a second, because a lot of people have not been introduced to our wonderful group. Wife ability is a ministry that God downloaded in my spirit back in last May. I am the author of Becoming an Intentional Wife, A Real Wife's Guide to Excellence in Marriage and in Life. And that book was released back in April of 2013. And during that time period, the Lord had revealed to me wife's ability. And it was a place where a secret group on Facebook, where we come together, we talk about different issues, marital issues, things like that, that, and then we are a sisterhood. We formed a bond. But then we realized that there's more that need to know about forgiveness is not just a marriage thing or a wife thing or a husband thing, but it's a life thing. It's a God thing. It's something that we all have to partake in. And so we wanted to expand our wifeability message of love and sisterhood. And this call is not just for women, but it's for people. We're going to address all types of issues. We're going to have serious issues. We're going to have funny issues, funny topics that we talk about. So it's more than just those particular things that we're going to discuss, more than just marriage and being a good wife, but also being the human being that we need to be. And so I want to publicly thank Cynthia Williamson, which is the producer and visionary behind the Bridal Tribe Network. So, Cynthia, if you're listening, thank you for this opportunity for us to share what God has given us regarding likability. Now, ladies, so back to forgiveness. After our commercial break, we just finished our commercial break. Back to our topic, because I got so excited and I jumped right in, and I forgot all about my little notes and stuff, because people are really struggling in the area of forgiveness. And it's causing divorce. It's causing, moms and daughters to not speak for years and years, and sons and their fathers not speaking, daughters not talking to their dads, or they avoid them and things of that nature. If we say we're Christians and we're on our way to heaven, at what point do we say, okay, I'm a Christian, I say I'm on my way to heaven, but I still don't forgive? And forgiveness simply means, or if you decide, I do not want to forgive you. Because I've heard, people have told me, I don't forgive you. And I'm like, oh. And so, of course, I have to make sure that my spirit does not get out of hand and, become haughty and become defensive, because I'll say, oh, well, you're going to hell because you don't forgive me. But that's not the right attitude that we should have, even when we've offended someone. So, Denise, talk to me about, give me a situation where you have had to ask for forgiveness and then that person did not receive your response, or did not receive your apology. How did you process that?
Well,
I heard the little laugh, yeah, you have to pray about that because you still got some stuff going on with that.
I can honestly say, and just in my circle of family and friends, that I haven't had the situation where someone say, I don't forgive you, or I must say I've been blessed for me not to hear that verbally. Okay. But I can say there was a situation in my family, in my in-love family, that I'm believing that although they did not say I don't forgive you verbally, their actions has proved to me that they haven't forgiven me, or they're still offended. And what I say by their actions is that, if there's a family gathering, I don't get the phone call or the text that we're meeting somewhere. If we're in an environment together, they'll just kind of throw their hand up and, hey, and keep it moving. Where before it was, chatter, we're laughing, we're talking, we're having a good time. So in their actions, or in a conversation, if I'm speaking to someone regarding anything, hey, we're going to meet up and grill next weekend, everybody should come, and they don't come. So I haven't had that, I haven't had a situation where they told me to my face, hey, I don't forgive you, but in their actions, I know that they are either still offended or they haven't forgiven me, and that we haven't had a communication. We haven't talked about the situation, the scenario that is going on or that has happened. And it's kind of like, okay, well, you stay on your side of the city, I stay on my side of the city, and we'll leave it at that. So
right.
So I haven't had that, you know. No, they haven't come to me and say, hey, you know, Denise, I haven't forgiven you and I'm still upset. But in their actions and in their communication, and, you know, with family, you kind of either you deal with that person or you don't. But I can tell
right.
that it hasn't been resolved and there's still some offense there on both sides, on my side as well as their side. So that is a great scenario. But I am still in prayer. with that situation because
Absolutely.
I know that, you know, one day we're going to have to see each other and we're going to have to talk, and I'm preparing myself to be ready to have that conversation and to come in love, to come in
that's
love.
Good.
So I know that in communication, I need to be the one that's ready, because I want to receive however they're offended and let them know that it's okay. It's okay. I'm not mad anymore. I'm not offended, but sometimes we don't know how to start the conversation. We don't even know how to approach the offense.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I love how you said that, because even though people don't say to you, a lot of the times people aren't bold enough to say, I don't forgive you. But they will let you know in their actions when they walk past you and don't speak. Or a lot of the times people have issue with you and you didn't even know that there was an issue. And so then they come to you like, well, you know, you stepped on my foot. Honey, you had corns way before today, so I didn't realize that your foot was jacked up after I stepped on it, right? So, Denise
right.
J., talk to me about, have you had a situation where anyone has ever told you, I do not forgive you?
Well, just like Denise told, no one has never came to me and told me, I don't forgive you. But their actions have spoken very loudly. Either they will exclude me in a conversation and I'm sitting there. It's
wow.
either me, that person, and another person. And this individual directs their attention to the other person. We're out to dinner and they'll take pictures with the other person. Actually,
oh,
me
wait a minute,
picture.
Honey, I'm like, excuse me. Let me just get right in the middle, because y'all not going to exclude me. See, I'm a little
yeah.
so you go ahead.
When it's the three of us, I'm usually the one taking the photos. So.
They give you the camera.
Yeah.
They give you the camera.
They,
that's like take, when you go to the
camera.
Club, they give you the purses. They send
yeah.
you yes.
yeah, exactly. they'll tell the other person, well, you look really nice. Or if we walk up together, they'll speak to the other person and find me. It's like, oh, how are you? So it's just to the point now where I actually think it's kind of comical
mm-hmm.
because it's like, okay, are they going to speak to me first or are they going to speak to the other person first? So,
I know.
But it initially really, really bothered me, because it's someone that we have to deal with. We
mm-hmm.
cannot avoid this individual. And so I have learned that, you know what, I think too, when you're in positions and when you're faced with a situation like that, you have to be one with yourself. You
mm-hmm.
have to tell yourself, you know, you haven't done anything to offend this individual. You've made efforts to try to include yourself in this individual life, but they have made it clear to you that they don't care anything about you for whatever reason. And
mm-hmm,
so for
mm-hmm.
me, I had to come to the conclusion, not everyone is going to like me.
Wow.
And that's okay. That truly is okay. See, I have to get to the point where, you know what, this is a big world with many people and many personalities, that God created us all individually. We're not going to like necessarily each other, but we have to cohabitate with each other.
That's
I
right.
can agree to disagree with this individual and walk in love. If they talk to me, fine. If they don't talk to me, okay, but that's not gonna have an effect on my walk with the Lord, because
that's
I know
right.
I've done nothing to this individual. So being in that situation for quite some time, what I've taken away with that is, it's okay that this individual doesn't like me. Now, if I've done something to offend this individual, then I need to make amends and go to that individual. But I've done nothing. They said I've done nothing. But their action says, I just don't like you, period.
I know, right? Don't you hate that? I would rather have done something than for someone to say, you haven't done anything. You haven't offended me. Nothing's wrong. And it's like, well, what's the problem? I put that as immaturity. Is that just me? Am I the only person who thinks that?
No.
No, it's not you. No,
no.
Not at all.
No.
People need to reconcile their feelings with themselves before they can reconcile feelings with each other.
That's good. That's good. And it's true. It's true. And I what concerns me the most about us being a part of the body of Christ, and we say, oh, God, you know, we're quick to tell people what God told us about, you know, our marriage, what God told a particular person about their marriages. But then it's like God doesn't speak to us and say, you know, your heart isn't right. Right? Like we ignore those that feeling we get when the Holy Spirit convicts us, when he knows, we know deep down inside, you know what, I have an issue with so-and-so. If you know you have an issue when, number one, you walk past the person and say, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't see you. You saw me. You saw me standing here. You saw me. You know, you know you have an issue with the person when you make excuses of why you don't talk to them, why you don't speak to them, especially when they confront you and they ask you, why aren't you talking to me? Or I called you, you haven't returned my calls, or I sent you a text, you never responded. You know, did I do something? And then we lie and say, oh, nothing's wrong. But then we know deep down inside we're harboring that unforgiveness. And so my thing is, where do we draw the line? And we say, you know what, I'm done carrying this. I'm done being offended about the same thing. Because I know some people, they get offended about the same thing no matter what you do, no matter how many eggshells you walk on, no matter how you guard your words, no matter how much you season them with quote-unquote love. Some people are determined to be offended. Some people are just determined to be offended. We're not talking about that situation because, again, that goes back to immaturity. But when it's a situation where you know you've offended someone, because usually forgiveness is always about the person that's been offended. But we also need to minister to those people who have done the offending. So on forgiveness, I'm making it a habit, and I say I'm making it a habit because I have to remind myself to ask God to reveal to me, is there anybody that I have issues with that I may not really understand that I have issues with or realize that I have issues with? We have to do a self-check and wonder and ask ourselves, am I harboring any unforgiveness, any bitterness, anything that will cause my prayers to be hindered? And that's the thing. We forget, oh, wait a minute, God can't answer my prayers if I'm harboring unforgiveness. So we wonder why we can't get off the job we've been praying to get off of. We've been wondering why our wayward husband isn't coming home. We've been wondering why our children, our adult children, won't, you know, get their lives correct with God, or we're having issues with our finances and things like that. All roads lead back to forgiveness. So we have to ask ourselves, okay, I'm going to make a decision that I refuse to operate in unforgiveness on the back, on the receiving end, and on the front end. Because we usually, people only talk about forgiveness when I'm offended. How do I deal with my hurt? I'm so hurt. This person hurt me. But then that person, Adrian, has to take a step back and say, okay, let me check myself. Who have I hurt? Who have I offended? Who have I, because a lot of the times, the people that we're holding hostage that hurt us, we've probably done that very same thing to someone else. Would you agree with me, ladies?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And I know that, Denise, oh, I know we've talked in the past about different levels of forgiveness. Talk to me about when you're on the other side of forgiveness, when you have had to go to someone and say, you know what, I may have done, the, I, or Oh, this is my favorite, when people say, if I offended you. Boom, yeah. You know you offended me. You know that you cussed me out. You called my mama, you know, whatever. You know you offended me. So don't say to me, if I offended you, because you did. Okay? So if you're going to apologize, as we talk about forgiveness, if we're going to apologize, please don't start your sentence off with if I, because that automatically nullifies your apology. Because what it does is it gives you kind of a clause, an out clause, like, well, I don't really believe that I did anything, but since you think I did, I'm going to apologize. And people usually only do that so they can free up their conscience, right? So it's like, no, you offended me. But Denise, talk to me about a situation where, or talk to us about a situation where you have had to go to someone and ask them for forgiveness, and then you remember that same instance when someone has offended you at a later date. Has that ever happened?
Oh, yes. as you stated before, that we've talked about this, I'll come from the perspective of my marriage. I got to a point where I was tired of being angry, because holding unforgiveness, you're angry, you're resentful, you're tired, you're evil, you're mean, you're not getting your prayers answered. You're praying and you're reading the word, and you're like, okay, you're praying for a good job, you're praying for a blessing, you're praying for a breakthrough. But I was getting tired of waking up every morning with headaches. I was going to bed with headaches. I was Some days I was having issues with itching, like I would start itching all over. And I'm like, okay, I know I'm not allergic to anything, so what is going on? And it wasn't until I decided enough is enough. Enough is enough. I'm tired of waking up angry. I'm tired of waking up sad. I'm tired of lashing out at my children. I'm tired of being tired, not having the energy to even want to converse with anyone. Unforgiveness tears you down. It literally tears you down to the core of just being burnt out. I was burnt out of life. And my unforgiveness was in my marriage. I was holding my husband unconsciously and consciously entitled. I felt like, okay, you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you. So every day I'm going to do something. I'm going to say something to you. I'm going to do something. And one day he asked me, he said, you know, hey, have I done something wrong to you? And I'm like, no. But I wanted to hold on to that unforgiveness, because I felt like if I held on to it, then he would feel what I felt. And I realized that he wasn't feeling what I was feeling. He had forgiven me, and he had forgiven himself in the situation, and he has moved on to his healing. And I wanted a piece of that. I wanted to feel healing. I wanted to feel relieved and freedom. So I had to forgive my husband. I had to look at him, and I said, I forgive you. I forgive you for all that you have done to me. Please forgive me for holding you hostage in my heart and in my mind. Forgive
That's
me
good.
For being evil and mean and being spiteful. So he hadn't even known that I was holding the unforgiveness, because I told him one day, you know, hey, yeah, I forgive you. I forgive you the situation. We're done with that. I don't want to talk about it anymore. But I had not released him from the offense when he had offended me. So it was my husband. And every day when I feel that memory recall and I feel like I'm about to play that tape again of what happened in the past, I'll say, honey, forgive me. Forgive me for talking crazy to you. Forgive me for putting extra salt in the food. Forgive me for not removing your shoes in the middle of the doorway. And I walk over them and he walks over them.
Wait a minute. Did you say you put extra salt in the food?
Yeah, extra salt. When you're cooking and you just put a little extra salt or a little extra something, and so then I'll give him the plate, and I'll, you know, he's sitting there like, you know, hey, honey, what did you do different?
Girl, that's a mess. That is a mess.
So,
that's hilarious.
So just being mean, you know, just being spiteful. But every day I would wake up and say, you know, what can I do to make my husband feel what I'm feeling? And in actuality, he was not. Like, he had moved on from what I'm replaying in my mind. But with my husband and my marriage, I had to ask my husband to forgive me. And a lot of things, and it hurt. It hurt to ask someone close to you, your best friend, your confidant, your lover, to forgive you when you have not even been honest. So,
that's good.
And that
say
is,
that again.
Yeah, that,
say that again.
To ask your someone that you love, your best friend, your lover, your confidant, to forgive you when you haven't been honest. And I was not honest in my marriage. I pretend like it was okay. Okay, we're fine, we're good. And, you know, he's telling me, you know, please forgive me for all the things I've done and for you know, the hurt that I've caused you. And, you know, I'm putting on the face and I'm saying, okay, I forgive you, I love you. But in the back of my mind, or even in the front of my mind, I'm saying, I don't forgive you because you're going to get it back. I'm not going to give you the keys to the car, or nope, I'm not going to get up and get your breakfast ready. When he called, I would press ignore, and he'll text me, hey, honey, I was trying to call you. Oh, were you? Okay. Knowing I have pressed ignore on the call because I didn't want to talk to him. But forgiving my husband, because I wanted, and they brought me back to Psalms 133:4, not keeping a record. If God was to keep a record of our wrongs and our unforgiveness and the things that we have done and our sins, where would we be today? Do we deserve God to forgive us? So how dare I want my husband to forgive me or my friends and family when I haven't been deserving of forgiveness with God? So God don't keep a record. So who am I to keep a record? Who am I to
that's
keep a
good.
Record? So
that's good. Denise J., you want me to piggyback on that?
I do. Denise O. is all in my unforgiveness business. I did not put extra salt in the food, but I had my I forgive you moments. And to be honest with you, at times I still do, you know, with respect to my husband. And the reason we don't really let it go is, for me, is because, and this may sound crazy, but this is real talk, it's my security blanket. I hold on to it because this is what I have. This is what you have left me with. This. But in reality, is that what I really want? Absolutely not. I have had to go to my husband and ask him for forgiveness. And there's a few times where he just said, well, I don't forgive you, or you should have known better, or I didn't receive it as well as I thought he should have. And then that just sets up more unforgiveness. Like, you know what? I just came to you and asked you for forgiveness. You just being mean and just digging a hole deeper for me, or causing more pain in my heart by saying this kind of stuff. Why don't you just say, okay, I forgive you? You know, I wanted that immediate forgiveness from him for something I did wrong. And I had to ask myself, he's only doing what you do, holding it.
Wow.
Not giving it to you. So how can you expect him to do something that you're not ready to do?
My Lord.
And I'm like, okay, God, well, you know, that's one point for you. my whole perspective now is, I don't say if. I said, I understand you feel I've offended you or I've hurt you. I apologize. I'm sorry. And not with an attitude.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me stop you. You say, I understand you feel. Okay, now we're going to have a debate about this. Let's stop, because I got a question. Because if you said to me, I understand that you feel, I think I might have an issue with that. I don't know. I'm trying to process that. That's a good way to lay it up.
I'm acknowledging your feelings.
Okay. Yes, you are.
I'm acknowledging your feelings, and I'm
that's
saying
true.
To you, I understand you feel. you do feel that. You do, my husband. He did feel that way.
Okay.
So I understand you feel that I've offended you, and I apologize. But, again, it's the tone, it's the delivery. You know, I mean, listen to it this way. Well, I understand you feel, oh, honey, I understand you feel that I offended you. I apologize. It's the tone.
Right. That's true.
See, I can go to him with my hands on my hip and shaking my head like, I understand you felt I offended you. Okay, well, I apologize. See what I'm saying? It's the tone.
Yeah, we definitely got an issue with that.
And I admit that. And I'm not offended by that statement.
But it's true. It's true. And I'm thankful that we're all understanding how to respectfully disagree. Because here's the thing. No one said I had to agree with the fact that you're offended or that I think that's part of our problem with forgiveness is we want the person to be as remorseful as we are angry. So that's why I said, I don't like to use the word devil's advocate, but you understand what I'm saying, Denise J., is that if we said that to certain people, I understand that you feel, they'll kind of feel like we're doing a play on words to try to make sure that it's the onus is on them and not on us. But it's kind of true. It's like I don't really feel like I offended you, but if you feel that way, I apologize. And I think we get into the semantics of forgiveness because sometimes people won't forgive you because of the word choices that you used.
Right, part of that is knowing your audience or knowing who you're speaking to. There are certain people that obviously I wouldn't say I understand you know too because I know their personality. But with my husband, I have that level of communication with. So
that's
I mean, certain people, you know, you can't, like the person that I was telling that doesn't include me in on the conversation previously, I couldn't say that to that individual.
I'm not going to ask her for forgiveness because she's being mean and she's not putting us in the picture, so we're not going to ask her for nothing.
Well, now, Adrian.
Hey, forgiveness is a process, okay? I'm still a work in progress.
I know, we all are, dear. But see, what I want to add is what I've learned and am learning is that forgiveness, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength.
That's good.
Because what you're basically telling that individual, whether they acknowledge it or not, I'm not perfect, I missed it. And the Bible says, dwell with people peaceably. Do what you can to live in peace. And if I have to say, please forgive me just to have peace, okay, I don't have a problem with that. I'd rather have peace than to have chaos. So let's just please forgive me. Now, on the flip side of that, if they choose not to forgive you, you're free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nowhere in the Bible does it say keep asking them for forgiveness until they say, I forgive you.
That's good.
If you humbly go to a person and ask them for forgiveness and they simply choose not to forgive you, that's something wrong with that individual. That's not anything
that's
wrong with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's another, that's why I think with the forgiveness process, we have to look at the bigger picture. And I think if we stop playing the victim, I think that we would all be a little bit more successful in our Christian walk if we stop playing the victim. Because when you play the victim so much, it's hard to see another person as a victim. Because you're like, no, I'm the president of the victim club, so you don't get to be the victim because I am the victim. I am the president of the victim, victim.com, victim.org, that's me. I am that person, so you don't get to be that. So then we have a whole other set of issues with that person. Because we're upset with them because they're a victim. But as I think Denise O said earlier, she said, we're kind of mirroring their back. How can I ask God to forgive me when I'm guilty of the same thing? I've done the same thing. And we how many of us, I'm going to say Adrian, has been very hypocritical as well in the forgiveness realm, because when I'm offended, it's like, no, I'm offended, and everybody in the house, especially at the house, in my home with my husband and my children. Shout out to my husband. Hi, honey, I love you. And my children, mm-hmm. I love you guys. Okay, so, sorry, it was time for another commercial break. when I'm in the house and somebody has offended me, it could be my husband. I'm mad at everybody. We don't even have a dog. I'm mad at the dog we don't have, because everybody, I'm upset with everybody. I'm upset with everything that's taking place. And my kids are like, I don't know what your problem is, Mama, but you better get together, because we didn't do that. And that's what we tend to do. If one person upset us, we take it out on everybody that we come in contact with. I have a particular young lady who she had a very traumatic childhood. She has a very dysfunctional relationship with her mom. And so things have been very challenging just as an adult and as she connects with other women. And so what I've been trying to do is help her connect with other women. But what she does, she puts this wall up. And because she's still angry with the past and currently angry with her mother, no new people, no new and fresh relationships can come into her life, no fresh revelation, fresh creativity can come into her life, because she's harboring unforgiveness, and the mom has asked, meticulously, always asking, what can I do? How can I make it better? And she refuses to move forward. So we have to ask ourselves, are we secretly in love with the idea of unforgiveness? Are we secretly in love with, I got something on you. I know I'm guilty of that. I would look for things to be angry with my husband about. I would look for things. I used to go through his cell phone. At that time, he had a pager. He had a cell phone. He was one of the little flip phones, but, he had a phone. I was like, didn't have text messaging quite like that. But even with text messaging, I have gone through his phone, who is this? Or what, looking for things, snooping around just to see if I could find something. Because I was looking for a way to be, I secretly, in a sick way, wanted to be angry with him. I wanted to be angry with him. And it's like, who in their right mind would want to be angry with someone? But I really did. I felt like if I was angry with him, that gave me power over him.
Mm-hmm.
If I could find something wrong, that gave me power over my marriage and over my relationship. Ladies, have you, either of you had that issue?
Oh, yes. This is Denise O. Yes, yes, yes. It makes you feel like you have won, and that this person will always owe you. So, for instance, I would look for reasons to be mad, but I will always play the situation or the scenario over. And I would say, don't forget, or do you remember when you did XYZ? So it's almost like it gave you a pass. You know, you have the Monopoly and you get out of jail free. It was kind of like, I have this card on you, and you will always have to repay me or make me feel good when I'm not feeling good. It was, and it's very crazy and very insane, but I felt like I always had that spade. I always have that trump card that when you get out of hand, I can use this card to get you back in hand. It was control. I wanted to control you, because at that moment when I was hurting and I was crying and I didn't have anyone to reach out, I was alone. So I want you to feel exactly how I felt, because at that moment you controlled my mind, my body, and my spirit at that moment. You control that. Mm-hmm. So now I get to control you. So I'm going to make, and I wanted him to feel what I felt. I did. And I would, recall. Remember when I seen this, and remember when you said that, and remember that day? Remember this day? So, yeah, I am still a work in progress, because, like you said, sometimes we could be watching something on TV, and I'll turn to look at him and say, really? Remember that day? And, you have to be careful.
Because that's happened to me with my husband, and he's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. He would say the same thing, like, oh, man, we shouldn't even watch TV. But he would turn the TV off, and he was like, all right, babe, what do you want to know? Or sometimes he'll say, we're not doing this. We're not doing this, Denise. We're not having this conversation. We talked about it before. You know everything. I've given you every detail. But even giving you that detail, Denise, how is that helping you? How is that helping us? Because it doesn't make you feel better. It actually makes you feel horrible, which it did. But I wanted to, isn't that crazy? I wanted to feel horrible so I can, because even with your husband retelling that story or that situation, he feels horrible telling that situation because we're making him relive it again. So it's crazy. That was crazy. But I will recall it. And then it's like, oh, okay, what are you doing, Denise? Well, you know, and as you say, what is it that you're looking for? What am I missing at that moment? And, again, we can apply HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or thirsty to that situation. Denise, what are you feeling? So,
Denise J., did you want to piggyback on that?
Yeah, I just want to say I had to actually burn my superwoman's cape because when I found something that justified my feelings, I put the cape on and was flying around like, yes, I got you now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
and not that I don't know. I don't know. I don't have any preconceived notions or any ideas. But my husband, you know, stepped out on the marriage. I don't believe in my heart that he did. But there was at a point in time where I was feeling so insecure about myself that I was going through his phone and his wallet to see if there's any phone numbers, and I clearly heard the Lord tell me, stop it. What are you doing? What are you doing? Do you not trust in me enough to bring you out of any situation or reveal to you anything that is going on?
Good.
And in that moment, I just felt like stuck on stupid. I just felt like, ooh. Yeah, God sees everything. Hello, he knows you're going through the man's wallet. He knows you're downloading cell phone bills and comparing the numbers. He knows. What are you doing?
Yes, God sees everything.
Yes. So I retired my cape quite some time ago, and there are times where I just want to put a towel around my shoulder and fly around the house, but I have to realize, you know what? What am I trying to get out of this? Who am I trying to impress?
That's good.
This is my husband. And we are to cover our husbands, not just in prayer, but when they mess up as well. And so my thing now is, you know what? I got your back. Even when you don't feel like I have your back, even when I don't feel like I want to have your back, I have to have my husband's back. Because what hurts him hurts me.
That's good.
My cape is retired, and I stopped looking for justifications to feel the way I feel. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, each one of us has to work out our salvation and our walk with the Lord. And my thing was, okay, Lord, I'm going to show you what he's doing. This is why I'm going through this wall. I'm going to show you what I'm doing. I'm going to find him. I'm going to find something. And I didn't find anything. And God's like, what are you doing? Doing something, I don't need you to point it out. I know. I can see him like I can see you. So, Kim, I don't hunt anymore. Because there's no reason for me to, because if there's something going on, the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of me reveals all truth. He'll show me.
Yes, he will. And sometimes we can't handle what we see, but then we get angry with God, like, well, why would you let him do that to me? Why would you let them hurt me that way. And God is like, why do we throw God under the bus when we're the victim of when we've been offended? We blame him for other people hurting us. And it's like, God is like, I can't make them not hurt you. I can't make them. God is a God of free will. He gives us all free will to do whatever it is we want to do. We have a choice. We can choose to forgive. We can choose to be offended. We can choose not to be offended. It's all a choice. But what we cannot do, that's when we go through these phases and unforgiveness, is that we tend to, we go from shock to, oh, my God, I can't believe that, to crying uncontrollably, to rage. We're on Facebook saying, I hate everybody. Everybody died because this person hurt me. Wait a minute, I got to die because your neighbor, you know, kicked your dog? I mean, no, absolutely not. That's not necessary. And so as we close, we have about 10 more minutes until our before we end our first call. Ladies, I have truly been enjoying our call this morning, and it's really truly blessing me. And I do see on Facebook that there are ladies and gentlemen that are listening and that are enjoying the conversation. As we wrap up in the last 10 minutes, we want to pray for all of those who have really since gone through some very, very difficult times. I often listen to Joyce Meyer talk about how her father sexually abused her from a very little girl, when she was a little girl, all the way up to a teenager. And I, as a daddy's girl, cannot even imagine my father touching me in an inappropriate way, in any way, shape, or form. But I pray for those people who have those testimonies. It could be a mom, you know, that has done something sexual to her son, or there's so many different things, so many different degrees of unforgiveness. You know, it goes, it's so small as to she didn't speak to me, to someone murdered my child. And I think sometimes we try to put a degree on unforgiveness. Well, this was really, really small, so you should forgive quickly. Or this was really, really big, you should forgive quickly. You should have a little bit more time to get over that. There's an old saying that says time heals all wounds. But that's not all the way true all the time. God heals wounds, not necessarily time. Yes, you may need some time to go past in order for you to feel, to be able to confront some things and talk through some things. But God is the one who heals the wounds. He is the one that puts that balm, that Jesus is that balm in Gilead that the scripture talks about. He's the one that antiseptic, that can go and heal those wounds and those areas of unforgiveness. And so I would encourage you that as we go into the, before we meet next week, your assignment, God, to reveal to you and bring to the surface everyone that you've offended. Now, I'm not saying that you should go on this rampage and do, you know, just random calling people and say, hey, did I offend you? I was just thinking, did I offend you? No. Ask God to reveal to you if there's anyone that you have offended, and then ask God to help you let your offenses go, those things that people have done to you, whether it be as small as she didn't speak to me, to sexual abuse as a child, as an adult, whatever the case may be, whatever that from the smallest thing to the most heinous crime that's been committed against you, we all need the same forgiveness from God. Ladies, as we close, Denise O., do you have any closing remarks?
Yes. Forgiveness is a process. It's daily. Just like we have goals and resolutions to lose weight and to eat better or clean eating, it's a process. It's not going to happen in an instant. So, and sometimes it will and sometimes it won't, but it's a process. It is a process. It is a pathway. You have to renew your mind every day. You have to ask God to reveal to you every day, who have you offended, or who are you holding in your mind of unforgiveness. So it is a process. It takes time. It takes Bible study. It takes connecting. I'm going to put Wifeability, plug that in again. Get in a group of women who is searching for healing overall, or for the gentlemen that may be listening, get in a group of men that that is searching for healing and help and want to be helped. So get connected. Go to your church. Go to Bible study. Get your wife ability. And one thing I do want to say, don't get on Facebook saying, you know, like Adrian said, have I offended you? Are you mad? Get off of Facebook. Get off of social media. Get within self. So it is a process. It takes time. And like Adrian said, no, time does not heal all wounds. It does not. But when you work at it every day, like you're working for that muscle and working to eat clean, it takes time. It takes time. Get connected.
A little bit of Denise J.
Well, I agree with my sister Denise O, and if I could just piggyback on what she said, is we have to watch what we hear and what we see, meaning our spirits are very sensitive to what we put in, and if we're putting in stuff that's contrary to the Word of God, then what we put out will be contrary to the Word of God. I like to take a self-assessment at night before I go to sleep. And God, please reveal to me if I've offended anyone. And in the morning when I wake up, I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, which are new every morning. This is another opportunity for me to be a better person, to be a light to a dying world. Show me how to walk in this day that you have given me. And I think connecting with other groups, going to Bible study, reading your word, prayer, fasting if you're led, and allowing yourself, and like this big word yesterday, to be vulnerable to other people who can help you, not being vulnerable to people who are just going to slam you for being vulnerable. Because, again, being vulnerable is not a sign of weakness, and asking forgiveness is not a sign of weakness. It really is a sign of strength. It's saying, I can't do this on my own. God, I need your help. Lead me to people that can help me in this walk. So that's my take on this morning.
Okay. That's good.
So as we wrap up today, I want to thank you both for hosting with me. It was fun. It was enlightening, but it was also life-changing because we can never, ever stop talking about forgiveness. It's not going to go away. So, you know, we think we've arrived, you know, I'm good. Sometimes the smaller things, as the Bible talks about, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Now, that in context is talking about little messy people that's in situations and then they just run around running rampant. But it's also those little offenses, those are those things that build up. So when something big happens, it causes great devastation because we haven't dealt with the little things. So your takeaway is to ask God to show you show me where I haven't forgiven, and then help me to forgive. So it's a two-way street. Forgiveness is a two-way street. It is not just about you being the victim, but you're gonna victimize someone one day. You may not do it intentionally, but it's going to happen because it's a human. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has something that they have to work on. I don't care how nice you are, how much you smile, how friendly you are. You will offend somebody, not even meaning to, right? So we have to make sure that we are becoming, as Denise brought up, being vulnerable and letting God know, look, God, I'm not perfect. I need you to help me. Help me to be who I need to be in you. So as we close, Father, we just thank you for this time of fellowship. I thank you for my co-hosts, Denise J. and Denise O. I thank you for the wisdom that they shared on this call. I thank you for coming into our conversation today. Father, I thank you for every listener on this call, that even now, that they will begin to walk into forgiveness on both sides of the coin, that they will forgive they will forgive and forgive quickly and be forgiven by those that they may have offended. And so, Father, we thank you that we declare we will be the women of God, the men of God that you called us to be. We will not back down. We will not allow the enemy to trick us to think that he is in control of our lives. But, Father, you are in control because we've given you complete access. We've given you full access to our lives, and we will not back down. We thank you for answering every prayer and meeting every need. It's in the strong name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Ladies, I love you so
much,
and I look forward to next week. Tell your friends about the wifeability.com morning show. It's every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central Time, and 6 a.m. Pacific Time. Denise, I'm so glad you were able to join us. It's so early there, but thank you, everyone, for joining us, and everybody have a wonderful, awesome day.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.